雅思口语900句，刘志云、张红颖编著，中国人民大学出版社，北京。话题一，自己。考试必备句子。Number one, My interests are manifold, including jogging, reading, and playing computer games. Number two, I enjoy reading books in my leisure time. Number three,I'm fond of sports and especially like playing badminton. Number four, my hobby of climbing mountains keeps me fit and close to nature. Number five, collecting stamps educates me in a variety of ways. Number six, I'm diligent, modest, and kind-hearted. Number seven,I'm always ready to help people in need. Number 8. Sensible of my shortcoming, I always try to overcome it. Number 9. Being timid is my greatest shortcoming. Number 10. I'm an outgoing girl who likes to make friends with people. Number 11.Being easygoing, I'm able to get along well with most of the people I know. Number 12. With a strong determination to succeed, I make steady progress in my studies. 话题二，家庭。考试必备句子。Number 1. My father is from a working class background.Number 2. My father works hard to support the family. Number 3. My father is the backbone of my family. Number 4. My family is a two-career family with both my parents working. Number 5. The decision power of family affairs is in the hand of my mother.Number 6. I have no say in family affairs. Number 7. My mother queens it over the whole family. Number 8. We have a family gathering every month. Number 9. Children learn their first lesson from their parents. Number 10.Whenever I feel frustrated or sad, I turn to my family for comfort. Number 11. A harmonious family is important for the growth of children. Number 12. Family is the basic unit of society. 话题三，朋友。考试必备句子。Number 1. I treasure the friendship of a friend in need. Number 2. A true friend will always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Number 3. The only way to have a friend is to be one. Number 4. For me,Friendship is one of the most valuable possessions in the world. Number 5. The traditional Chinese believe that a gentleman should be able to die for his friends. Number 6. To build up friendship needs the efforts on both sides. Number 7.People like to make friends with those who have similar interests. Number 8. Pouring out troubles to friends is a good way of easing off pressure. Number 9. A true friend will not stand by when you are in trouble. Number 10. In friendship, loyalty may be the most important thing.Number 11. Friendship is a confined situation like home. Number 12. Friendship is an inner relationship combining trust, support, communication, loyalty, and understanding. 话题四，同学。考试必备句子。Number 1. I always pour my troubles to her. Number 2. I adore her delicate skin. Number 3. Being tender and understanding, she's like a sister to us. Number 4. We have much memorable time together.Number 5. We share our sorrow and happiness together. Number 6. We are birds of a feather. Number 7. Our friendship is built upon a solid base. Number 8. I know her inside and out. Number 9.A bosom friend is one to whom you could tell all your secrets. Number 10. Her personality is exactly the same as mine. Number 11. He gets along well with everyone in our class. Number 12. We have known each other since we were in kindergarten.话题五，孩子，考试必备句子。Number 1. She's a spoiled child. Number 2. Nowadays, children are under more pressure of competition. Number 3. Today's children enjoy a higher level of material life. Number 4.My niece is a lovely child with shiny eyes and tiny feet. Number 5. She's so adorable that I want to kiss her flowery face. Number 6. He's a little emperor of the family. Number 7. We should train children's practical skills.Number 8. In double career families, children are often neglected. Number 9. Peter and his family live in a flat above mine. Number 10. He is tall for his age. Number 11.My nephew wears a very warm smile on his face when he's happy. Number 12. He's strong-willed and surely finds out ways to get what he wants. 话题六，同事。考试必备句子。Number 1. He always...brags about his achievements. Number 2. He's so careless that no one wants to work with him. Number 3. You should not say bad words about your colleagues behind their back. Number 4. Mutual respect is vital in establishing relationship with others.Number 5. The relationship among colleagues is more complicated than the campus relationship. Number 6. He's the soul of the team. Number 7. A competent colleague sometimes poses threat to you. Number 8. The members of our office get along like a family.Number 9. He's younger than his age, but he's quite professional. Number 10. My colleague, Todd, is much of a friend and he's ready to help me anytime. Number 11. A good colleague is supposed to be efficient and cooperative. Number 12. Working in a project is a good practice of team spirit.
话题七，名人。考试必备句子。
Number 1. Premier Zhou Enlai is the person I admire most. Number 2. Nowadays, many young people consider TV stars as their role models. Number 3. The young actress achieves international fame with only one movie. Number 4. It is immoral to probe into other people's privacy even if they are not famous. Number 5. We should learn from the shining points of the stars while being cautious against their shortcomings.
Number 6.
I admire Chairman Mao for what he has done for the Chinese people.
Number 7.
He's not only successful in the IT field, but also active in the charity drive.
Number 8.
Kai-Fu Lee has written a book named Be the Best Yourself, which is popular among young people.
Number 9.
He's my idol both in my study and life.
Number 10.
I like the songs of this singer, particularly their lyrics.
Number 11.
Every successful man must have had a lot of failures before he becomes a star.
Number 12.
Every dog can be successful.
话题八，邻居。考试必备句子。
Number 1. The relationship between neighbors in rural area is closer than that in cities.
Number 2.
We Chinese always say that a near neighbor is better than a distant relative.
Number 3.
My neighbor often brings over some delicious food she makes.
Number 4.
Sometimes the noise on the other side of the house makes it difficult for us to fall asleep.
Number 5.
Neighbors need more understanding between them.
Number 6.
I'm always careful not to make big noises at night.
Number 7.
A good neighbor is better than a brother in the next village.
Number 8.
It's better to keep on good terms with our neighbors.
Number 9.
When problems occur, neighbors should try to understand each other.
Number 10.
A good neighbor is supposed to be helpful and considerate.
Number 11.
I pay visits to my neighbors almost every day.
Number 12.
It is our duty to give a hand to our neighbors when they need.
话题九，老人。考试必备句子。
Number 1. Respecting old people is a long-standing tradition of China.
Number 2.
China has entered the aging society period.
Number 3. Old people sometimes behave like children. Number 4. The rich life experiences and wisdom of elderly people are a treasure. Number 5. Aging is an unavoidable natural process. Number 6. In my family, old people are honored. Number 7. When people grow old, sometimes they turn to be irritable and stubborn. Number 8. Many young people neglect their duties to the old ones in the family. Number 9. Different generations shall be more understanding to each other. Number 10. In China, old people often shoulder the responsibility of taking care of the babies. Number 11. Old people pass down tradition to the younger generation. Number 12. Many old people today are even more open-minded than the young. 话题十，老师。考试必备句子。Number 1. A teacher should teach not only knowledge, but also morals. Number 2. Patience is an important quality required of a teacher. Number 3. He's very much devoted to the cause of education. Number 4. He treats us as if we were his own children. Number 5. Teaching is an honorable profession. Number 6. My parents are my first teachers. Number 7. The school shall create a stimulating atmosphere to attract great teachers. Number 8. As the science develops, teachers should improve their teaching methods to satisfy the requirement of the modern society. Number 9. Teacher should motivate students to be creative. Number 10. A good teacher shall encourage rather than simply preach. Number 11. Teachers are required to learn something about psychology. Number 12. All students should be treated equally.